so many issues and on so many levels of life. We spoke about that last Sunday morning, and the sermon was about, oh, I sure have missed, or I sure am missing. One of the great challenges of this year has been to focus on what we do have, not on what we do not have. And so this morning, I'd like for us to study about and think about and focus about on what we have and not what we do not have. The title of our lesson this morning is to give thanks to the Lord. And I'd like to reread the lesson text that Brother Ronnie read. Again, Psalm chapter 105. We'll start with verse 1. He says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. And so this morning, as the psalmist said, let us give thanks to the Lord for what we do have. I hope as I'm going through the lesson this morning, I've picked out six things to mention, to give thanks to God for. But I hope as I'm going over my part of the lesson that you, in your mind, you're thinking about things that you have to give thanks to God for. And so again, I've got six things I want us to look at quickly. But again, I hope you have others that you're thinking about for yourself. Number one, thank you, God, for life itself, for life. Turn with me to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 17, and in verse 28, Acts chapter 17, verse 28. The Apostle Paul is speaking about God, and he says, for in Him we live and move and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring. Thank you, God, for life itself. Every morning when we get up, we ought to say thank you to God for my life, because there are many, many people that did not live through the night. And then as we go throughout the day, we need to thank God for my life during the daytime, because there are many, many people that do not live through that day. Life is so precious. And so we need to handle it very carefully and very, very prayerfully. And as we think about some of the things the Bible has to say about life, we understand even more about how precious it is. Turn with me to the book of James, if you will. James chapter 4, and we'll read verse 13 and verse 14. James chapter 4, verse 13 and verse 14. James says, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Again, life is very precious. And so as we talk this morning about thank you, God. Thank you, God, for life. And thank you, God, for my life. Number two, giving thanks for what we do have and focusing on that more than what we do not have. Number two, thank you, God, for my family. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 31. And we'll look at verse 10. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. Solomon says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. A faithful, loving mate is a blessing from God. I'm thankful for my wife, Carol. Children are a blessing from God, and I'm thankful for our two sons and our two daughter-in-laws. Grandchildren are a blessing from God, and I'm thankful for our two grandchildren. I'm thankful for my brothers. I don't have any sisters. So I'm thankful for brothers and then sisters. Again, I don't have sisters. Thankful for nieces and nephews and so on. I'm thankful for my family. Now, on my side of the family, we have had a tradition for many years of where we would gather together on Thanksgiving. Now, we did not get together last year because of COVID, and I greatly miss that. But we're going to give it a try this year. We're going to see how many are able to come or and so on. And so we'll be gathering together for Thanksgiving. We'll share a meal together. But more than that, we will share our love for one another. And I'm so thankful for my family. Now, I want to give you an early happy Thanksgiving wish for you and your family. And I don't know what you do for Thanksgiving and so on, but happy Thanksgiving to you and to your family. Again, I want to say thank you, God, for my family. Number three, give thanks to God for our country. I'd like to read an example written by Joe Slater, and he had this to say about being thankful for your country. He says, let us remember to thank God for the beautiful blessings that He has graciously poured out and upon this country. Most of us have nowhere near a complete grasp of how fortunate we are to live in this land at this time in history. But even with all the problems about which we might legitimately complain, people in 100 other countries would trade places with us in a heartbeat. Desperate souls sacrifice their meager wealth and risk their very lives for a chance to come here. Of course, if you watch the nightly news, probably you see them doing that on the southern border now, of how they've risked their lives, their children's lives, their money that they had to pay to be able to come. And of course, I know many of us are dismayed that they come illegally. But again, we see what they give up to try to come to this country. And so then he asked this question. How many people do you see leaving our shores on rafts to go to Cuba or stowing away on ships to escape to China or North Korea? How many people do you see as you watch the nightly news crossing the border going back to Mexico, unless we force them to go, but on their own free will, they're going back to Mexico and Guatemala and Nicaragua and so on, headed back home? We don't see that, do we? We need to be thankful to God that He's put us in such a marvelous place as this. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And Paul tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, that we are to pray that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence as we pray for our civil authorities. We need to pray and be thankful for our country. With all of my heart, I want to say thank you, God, for our country. Now, again, I could spend the rest of the lesson this morning and the lesson tonight just speaking about problems and troubles and all of that in our country, and there's so many. But I want to say thank you, God, for our country and what we do have. Number four, we're speaking about this morning and about focusing on what we do have and not what we do not have. Thank you, God. Again, number four, thank you, God, for peace. Let's turn, if you will, to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1 and 2 that we alluded to in just a moment ago. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. The Apostle Paul says, therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. And then as you look at the epistles of the Apostle Paul, most of them he starts out with praying that the people that he is writing to, that they will have peace. And then many of his epistles, when he closes the epistle, he prays that they will have peace. And so peace is so precious, but it can be so fleeting also. We think about peace. And as Brother Eddie mentioned a few moments ago, we're thankful to God for the service people that have helped us to have peace. And, of course, Veterans Day was celebrated last Thursday in our country. A celebration not only for current people in the service, but also those that have recently served and those that have served all the way back to the Revolutionary War. Thank you so much for your service to our country and for the peace that we enjoy today. We need to thank God every single day for the peace that we enjoy. The peace that we have to worship in peace as we are right now. To travel in peace. Again, some of our family is coming in a week from Thursday for Thanksgiving together. Thanksgiving holiday, Thanksgiving with each other as a family. So some will be traveling from different states to come in. Thank you for our daily activities in peace. Going shopping, to our jobs, to recreation, go out to eat and so on. Thank you, God, for the peace that we have in our daily activities of life. We have so much to be thankful for. Thank you, God, for the peace that we enjoy in our country. Number five, thank you, God, for the church. And thank you, God, for this church. To the seven churches of Asia, Revelation chapter 2, verse 2, verse 9, verse 13, and so on. The Lord said, I know your works. And he knows the works of this church today. And he walks in the midst of this church today, just as he said to those seven churches, that he walked in the midst of them. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, the Apostle Paul said, but if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God and the pillar and the ground of the truth. And so Paul is saying to this church today, this is the house of God. He is saying to this church today, this is the church of the living God. He's saying to this church today, this is to be the pillar and ground of the truth. And as people drive out there on 100 Highway, as they see this building sitting up here on this hill, this church is to be the light of God's Word in this community sitting on this hill. Thank God. Thank God for your church, and thank God for this church. Number six. Thank you, God, for the hope of eternal life. Turn with me to John chapter 14. Let's read verse 1 through verse 3. John chapter 14, verse 1 through verse 3. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I want to say again that we're the most blessed people on the face of the earth. The most freedoms, the most material things. God has showered us with great blessings. And again, I am thankful for that. But I want His greatest gift, His greatest blessing, that eternal home with Him. If you watch the evening news, the national news, local news, and so on, so vividly, we're made aware of the hatred of mankind, the violence of mankind, the unspeakable acts of mankind. And it's easy. It's easy for us to just lose heart in this life. If you will, turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and as the Apostle Paul speaks about some of the issues and problems and troubles that he faced in traveling to different countries, different regions, and so on, preaching and teaching the gospel. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we'll start with verse 16. Again, he's already mentioned some of these problems and troubles he had in different locations in preaching and teaching the gospel. Verse 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. He says, "Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." He says, "For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." The Apostle Paul said, we do not lose heart. Well, why? He said, because we have the hope of eternal life. And I want to say to you this morning, thank you, God. Thank you for the hope that we have of eternal life. Again, as we spoke last Sunday morning, there have been many, many challenges of the past year and a half, and there continue to be many, many challenges. I think last night they said maybe there's another variation of the virus that might be in different parts of our country right now, and so maybe some more challenges ahead and so on. But thank you, God. Thank you for our hope of eternal life. I'd like to close our lesson this morning with these thoughts. Again, I'd like to wish you a early Thanksgiving, a week from this coming Thursday. And as we gather together as families or whatever way that you celebrate that day, and I know for some it's a day or two off from work. The next day is a day that many people go shopping. May God bless you if you do that. And there are many things that we do at that time of the year. But just let us make sure, and not only then, but every day, let us make sure that we give thanks to God. Give thanks to God for my life. Give thanks to God for our family. Give thanks to God for our country. Give thanks to God for the peace that we enjoy here in our country. Give thanks to God for the church. And as it's already been said in prayer and Brother Eddie in the announcements, give thanks to God for this church. And the different phase that you're about to enter into and so on. And let us give thanks to God for the hope of eternal life that we have. This morning, if you're outside the body of Christ in your current condition, you do not have the hope of eternal life. And so we'll be singing this invitation song to encourage you to step out in faith, repenting of your sin, confessing your faith in Christ, and being baptized for the remission of your sins, and begin to walk in newness of life. And we just pray that you would do that. There might be someone else because of different issues of life. And again, as we've already said, the last year and a half have been pretty tough in a lot of ways. And it's caused you to lose some of your faith. Your faith become diminished. And if you need to respond and you need to come back to the Lord and say to Him, please forgive me and please help me renew my faith. If you need to respond in any way, we pray that you come right now as we stand and as we sing.